The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
As you get up to this narrower part of the bridge where there's a big chunk knocked out of it, Claw and whoever is going to be following will need to make an acrobatics check to nice and carefully slide along there.
I think this is a good place to use about 30 seconds of my boots.
Yeah, you could do that. But how's Claw doing?
What?
It's an acrobatics check.
Point of order. Does Claw have to breathe?
I don't think so. It's a construct. So.
Do you have to breathe?
No, I do not.
If you climb in your bag, we can fly you over.
He's not wrong.
We can fly you over too if you hold your breath.
Jesus Christ, that's a good idea.
If I wanted to be pedantic, if I wanted to be pedantic, I would point out that bag of holding has a certain mouth width.
Also has a weight limit.
Well, yes, that too. It probably couldn't hold Rook and all his equipment.
I'm using about half its weight, and I take up about half its weight. So we'd have to look at my equipment list to be sure.
So that would be a great time for you to just end up on the astral plane.
It's fair. It's fair.
Off Never by. Liked that fucking gnome anyway.
You just wait till I come back. Imagine how powerful I'll be then. But yes, so anyway, that would be one thing that we could do. I don't have disc.
Before we attempt that, is that something that you would... Are you saying that that's a hard limit and because of the width of the bag?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
If you wanted to upgrade to a portable hole, then that could definitely enable some more shenanigans.
Acrobatics 19.
Okay.
Well, I didn't take a portable hole, so...
Yeah, well, they're more expensive.
Well, it's like a very rare magic
item. It's rare. They cost like $5,000.
Yeah.
See, that's what you need with undead.
Yeah. That's true. I like the idea of just like slapping that on the wall.
Yep. Saying, get in.
We'll deal with this problem later.
So no, I won't fit in the bag. You might fit in the bag.
I fly across the chasm and say, good luck, bro. I tried to help you out, but the DM is going to be a dick.
How heavy are you?
He's a construct. He's got to weigh like 800 or 900 pounds.
No, it's something like 350 or 400.
But what's Claw's check?
Well, I'm saying we could both grab each of these things and fly them across.
So is Inari waiting for Claw to get across first, or is she just
acrobatics is
dex? I guess Inari's behind, so she'll have to wait.
Yeah.
I can carry...
Is Kellen waiting, or is he just flying across right away?
I can lift up to 390, it says, but I'm already carrying like 126 pounds. So maybe I can get the dog?
The dog doesn't have a weight.
The dog's going to be, like, probably 400 or 500.
All right.
It's a medium construct.
Yeah.
And well, it has a dex of 1, so.
It says I can lift 420 plus pounds. One, yeah. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can carry it for any great distance, but.
You can lift it one time.
The dog makes a dex check of 15.
Okay. So it's able to pad across there. Inari follows. How quickly is Kellen following on his winged boot?
I just fly and land on the other side.
How far on the other side?
Like past all the broken shit.
Okay. Up here then?
Yeah, I'll land between what appears to be the next set of two towers.
There is another set of two towers there, yes.
Yeah, I weigh 300 pounds.
All right. Alfred winging along beside you.
Yeah, I'm pretty much sure he just sits on my shoulder if he's not doing anything else.
Alec and Rook are bringing up the rear, and go ahead and make checks for that.
I'll be flying as well.
Okay. Alec, good check. Rook.
As much as I don't want to delay searching this some more, I also kind of want you to roll like a 2.
21.
All right, you're good.
I had Featherfall ready.
You just fall obnoxiously slowly onto a spike. God damn it, there are more bridges up here.
Okay, so assuming that you bring your dancing lights with you.
Yeah, I'll just rest in between the two towers.
Okay. People slightly off the bridge there. Does not reflect real life. As you are making it across to the end of this bridge and leaving that gap behind you, there's two more towers there, again, to your right and left, on another stone pillar that rises up out of the bottom of the cavern. You can see on the other side of the left tower that there is another bridge arcing off into the darkness, so that the two bridges are kind of forming a V at this point with the column and the two towers at the bottom. There's another group of skeletons clustered between these two towers. As you approach, though, a couple of them start to move, and this is where we roll initiative.
Oh, good.
Well, brilliant as always.
Oops. Don't do that. Crap. Meow, 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 meow.
So continuing on the Scotch Hour, this scotch, still good.
Yeah, still quite nice.
What do you think, Craig?
Yeah.
So I'm a fan. The story is that I bought this because a woman hit on me in Mire. A story my wife still does not believe, but is accurate because I was so shocked that I was being hit on for probably the first time in a decade that I'm aware of.
I'm aware.
Key caveat.
I mean, some people might be surprised that it. I have a bit of a repellent personality.
Not at all.
Note when Googling about Iron Defender, not the first person to wonder how exactly the rules go for a gnome battlesmith artificer riding his...
You totally can. You totally can.
Although I have discovered...
Well, you, Rook can't, but a player can.
I've discovered, though, that the Iron Defender stats as your pet or your familiar are different from the Iron Defender stats as a monster.
Oh.
Or at least abilities and such, so I have to be careful.
I think technically it's Iron Guardian, right?
Is it Iron Guardian?
I think so. Or...
I think that's what the...
Hang on, I'll open the UA.
Warforged are.
Artifice.
I've got it now. I was just trying to figure out what his initiative is.
It's also really surprising because I was holding Kieran, who was whining excessively. I had been moving all day and was literally soaked in sweat. And looked horrible.
Oh, it is Iron Defender.
Oh, admire.
Yes. But she was very nice, and she realized I was looking at the very poor selection of good scotches, and she was like, you look like you'd like a good scotch. I was like, yes, I do. We had a nice 5-minute conversation, after which she recommended this Dalwhinnie, which is quite good. I think I am going to buy a different bottle when I go to the store tomorrow. Something sure. A little different, but...
I highly recommend the Balvenie.
The Balvenie.
Balvenie.
Sounds more like Balvaney, which is...
I wouldn't know.
Sounds super testicular. Yes, I'll have the Balvaney, please. Fully engorged testicles.
So, proficiency bonus, how is that calculated again?
It goes up... Well, it starts at 2, goes up to 6 at the, 18th level or something like that.
Okay.
At 7th level, I believe it is still 3.
3.
It goes up to 4 at 9th level.
Okay. So it's been plus 1 since level 3, which means my Iron Defender is plus 1 to all of his stats now, because he goes up every time your proficiency bonus goes up.
A couple things will go up when the proficiency goes up.
Also, having not gone from level 1 to level 7 with these characters.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That stopped nearby.
What?
The fire truck. Did it stop nearby or did it go?
It dropped.
I haven't really met her yet, but there's apparently a super nice old lady next door, so... There's not a lot that way.
Main road, yeah. I don't know.
So, I don't see... I'm looking at the actual stats now, and I don't see an initiative on the dog. Or it just goes
one.
With me.
It oh, just yes, goes it goes, act, right. But it takes its turn after yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you want... Well, I guess you're not riding it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Whenever I want it to take me somewhere, I have to delay my action and then let it take me, and then I do my thing. I also got... horseshoes of speed for it, so it can move like 80 feet.
Nice.
Which is ridiculous and nice. However, back on this stone column in the midst of this cavern with spikes beneath, skeletons are rising up.
Only 3 of them, it looks like.
Actually, you can see a 4th one back there that appears to be pulling a bow back. But let's get some initiative. Inari, what'd you get?
17.
Okay. Alec?
12.
Rook?
19.
Okay. And then Claw will go on that as well. Kellen?
A gentleman's 8.
All right. And then I will roll for some things.
Appreciate it if you rolled a 7 or less.
Actually, it's...
No, but I had a thought. I didn't think this was, I was going to be able to do this, but I think it's, this could be interesting.
Are you going to Josh it?
I don't know.
Shoot the kid?
Not the other Josh. I meant when he went straight Hulkamania and just started suplexing things off the side.
Not exactly. Oh, that was good. Not exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've never done that before. We've always had shitty clerics, so I don't expect it to happen. But it could, and it should, because that's how clerics are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, I feel fucking stupid for not realizing till just now what you wanted to do. We've been playing this for like 5 fucking years, and no one has ever tried to turn anything. And that's a lie.
That's not true.
I was going to say, I turn shit all the time. Yeah,
Jeff did. Matt
I remember you one time turning a thing.
No, he did.
I remember trying to turn several things.
Yeah. Several attempts might have been made, sure. Yeah.
You turned a really bad situation in Strahd in the Death House, maybe?
Would you say you turned it around?
Because there were a couple of specters that you forced to flee for a minute. But that's the only time I can think that any cleric ever in any of our recordings has turned something.
I even got off a Destroy Undead on some shadows.
The shadow?
That's true. You did in that...
No, some shadows. Not the
shadows.
I love the shadow. Like, legitimately one of my favorite comic book characters of all time.
Huh? All right, let's rock and roll. First up is that skeleton that's drawing a bow back.
God damn it.
Yep. And it's going to fire right at who's in the front. Guess who?
Cool.
That's Kellen.
Oh. I thought I was going first. Cool. Oh, no, you flew up. That's awesome.
Yep, that is exactly correct. So it rolls a 14 to hit.
I've got mage armor on unless it's been longer than 8 hours.
It has not?
No.
Okay, so that arrow deflects off of an arcane force that briefly flashes around you.
Yeah, because it's 13 plus dex, right?
Yep.
Okay.
16.
And then it is going to move off out of your direct line of sight around the tower. And then it's Rook's turn.
So I'm going to make my way up to the space directly in front of the closest skeleton.
Okay.
And as I do that, as I am passing...
You can just reach them, yeah.
Okay. As I'm passing Alec, I'm going to touch him and grant him heroism.
Okay. Is that your action then?
That will be my action.
Sure.
What does that do?
Help me, Alec. You're my only hope.
Sir Alec.
For... 1 minute, you gain bravery. You're immune to fright, and you gain temporary HP of +6 at the start of each of your turns.
Oh, nice.
And,
Six. Okay, so you got 6 temporary HP. Does it do anything else? Well, immune to frightening. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be in position.
You have a bonus action if you want to use it. Can't cast another spell.
Right.
But if you have, like, a fighter feature,
Yeah, I have an action.
I don't recall.
The knight, the jousting, the
cavalier.
Cavalier.
That's right.
Yeah. Sure, I'll do action surge and take a second action.
Oh, okay. That's an option too.
So I will do
just FYI, I will point out there is no actual rule that limits you to one spell per turn. It's just that you only have one action per turn. Now you have two. If you want to cast another spell, you can.
Fair.
Doesn't say you can't spend 2 actions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you makes just sense. Have to be a fighter in order to ever get 2 actions.
Yeah, you can only... It's only bonus actions that it restricts.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. I will go ahead and make a melee attack with my +1 hand axe.
Okay. Against which one? This one at the top or
the lower one? Closest one there.
Okay.
It's 16 to hit.
That will connect.
9 slashing damage, and I'll use my Unwavering Mark ability to place a mark on it. So as long as it's within 5 feet of me, it has disadvantage on attacks against others. If it does deal damage to someone else, I get a free bonus action attack on it on the next turn.
Okay. You smash off like fully half of its rib cage and bite pretty deep into its spine. It's wobbling. If it were a creature, it would be bloodied, but it's probably more like marrowed.
That's fair.
Then
you still have a bonus action.
Claw. Well,
yeah, we can move on to claw.
No, action surge was my bonus action.
You don't have to use a bonus action to action surge.
No, and
you can just do it.
Don't you get a second bonus action?
No, it just grants you just one more action.
Oh, on the sheet it was listed under bonus actions. But I'll move on to claw.
Okay. So what's claw gonna do?
He'll run up and bite. The one to the right, the one to the east of the one I just attacked.
This one over here?
Yes.
They're in a little bit of an L shape, so the one on the top right. Go for it. Make your roll.
Where did his stats go? 15 to hit.
Yep, that will connect with this random assortment of bones that happens to be holding a weapon.
Oh, we don't have a deeper here.
No, I think I pulled most of them.
5 piercing.
Okay. Claw takes a good chunk, dislodges a bone, which he immediately begins chewing on.
Damn, boy, stop!
And, oh, that's your bonus action, actually. In order to tell Claw to attack, you have to use your bonus action.
Oh, well.
There you go. That's your bonus action.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise he has to take the dodge action or... there's like 2 other things you can do, but they're all defensive.
Right.
Okay, so that's Claw, and Inari is next.
Inari's going to move up directly behind Rook.
Okay, diagonally behind?
One square south of diagonally behind. There you go. And take a swing at the lower of the skeleton.
Ah, because you have the 10-foot reach.
I do.
Very convenient.
I believe that's a 16.
That'll connect, yeah.
Ah, yeah, it is a 16, because I've got the +1 whip now. And I will get my sneak attack, because Rook's in within 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Aha!
How sneaky!
17 points of damage.
Okay. You throw out your whip, which gets tangled up in all of its rib cage and probably around its neck and something else. You pull for a second and can't get your whip back, and then you just yank really hard, and the whole skeleton just disintegrates into a pile of bones.
Nice.
He gone.
Okay, is there anything else you want to do? Bonus action? Or more movement, if you want to.
How far did I move?
I think 20 feet.
I will dash as a bonus action and continue on around the...
To the south?
To the south, so I can try and get a look at where that other skeleton went.
You can move the map if you want.
You can ping it too, can't you?
Yeah, you can ping it too. Well, you can move yourself. That's only 2. That's 25 feet further. And you've still got another 15 feet you could move if you want to.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. So you see the one skeleton that shot at Kellen over there, along with another one that seems to also be holding a bow. And then...
Zoom in a little.
You also hear movement behind you.
You pussy.
Backs back up 15 feet.
Only 10.
We see him like run valiantly into the hallway, look left, look right, and then like backpedal.
Well, yeah, now I can pop Sentinel if that thing attacks Rook.
All right. Alec, you hear a vague sort of exhaling sound behind you, and then like the sudden sensation of cold as something reaches out behind you. And you look over your shoulder to see a vague, ghostly-looking face with glowing eyes coming out of a dark, misty form, reaching out a hand towards you.
Well, that doesn't sound like fun.
I would not generally categorize it under fun, no.
Depends on whether or not you thought The Exorcist was scary or kinky.
Yes.
Then this is fun. It's fun.
All right.
I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound good.
Nope.
All right. He rolls a 25 to hit you.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, cool.
Wait a minute. I can't do anything. I don't think I can do anything as a reaction.
Which one is the
shield?
Okay.
Shield gonna be enough?
Which one is attacking him?
The one
you
that
will
just
take
popped 11 into
points of no. necrotic I don't damage. Have shield. Take 11 points of necrotic damage.
I think that's a wizard thing.
Which I will mark for you.
Matt did it all the time in Out of the Abyss.
That's a forge cleric.
Oh. Remember, you have 6 temporary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So I'll add those back.
But hold on. I thought I had a reaction. So I guess I don't think I did.
You knew.
Good catch. Good
you
catch.
Knew it was coming. I think given the option, Jeff, I'm glad I'm in front.
So yeah, those temporary hit points get yanked away, and then you take some additional points of necrotic damage. So you're currently at 72.
Okay.
Also make a constitution save for me.
You're at 72 after taking a hit?
Well, he had the 6 temporary HP.
Yeah, but still.
Yep.
And you're worried about being in the front?
Mm-hmm. I'm not worried. I can't see. I don't have dark vision. That's why I'm not worried. That's why I'm worried about being in front. Constitution, is it saving throw?
Saving throw.
That'd be a 16.
Okay. Then you are fine for now. But yeah, you feel its gross cold touch coursing through you.
Okay.
And after that, it begins sinking through the floor. You could take an opportunity attack against it if you want to.
Sure.
Or you could hold your reaction for later. Up to you.
You've given him pause.
I don't think I really have anything.
Your reaction to use.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything to use a reaction for.
What weapon are you using again?
The Skyblinder staff.
It's floating. How much flying is that?
Hmm?
Never mind.
Oh, it has a fly speed. It's not walking.
Blind it.
But that has to be...
Can't do it on a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as an action.
What
right?
kind of sky blinder is it if you can only do it like...
I think it's a bonus action, but...
Yeah, it's not a reaction.
Stab it.
Okay, but if you want to swing out at it, you can.
Sure, why not?
Okay, go for it.
Sorry, I'm not remembering my stuff. That's a 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah. And it's also a magic weapon, which is good.
I'm all discombobulated now. Was not ready for that. Oh, God, that's not great. For 4 damage.
Of what kind? Of bludgeoning?
Magic.
Yeah. Magic bludgeoning.
Okay. All right. You hit for 4 damage of magic bludgeoning, and then it immediately sinks through the floor of the bridge and disappears somewhere underneath it.
Okay.
Doesn't sound ideal.
No.
And then it is Alex's actual turn. To get your reaction back.
Channel
I guess there would have been no reason to hold it.
Channel Divinity is not a spell, right?
Right.
No.
Sweet.
It's a class feature you use.
I'm going to turn undead. So I need a wisdom saving throw from all undead things that I can see.
Well, do you want to charge in there?
Is it specifically that you can see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will move up.
Okay.
Because if you move up beneficially, you might be able to see one or two more.
5, depending 10, on where you move. 15, 20 will get you there. Do you want to move further?
Yeah, move me 10 feet down.
On the other side of Rook?
Down in the diagonal.
Okay, you could have moved past that without having to get close enough for an opportunity attack, so that's that.
No, yeah, where the old skeleton used to be.
Oh, okay, on top of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because now you're going to be able to pick up one more.
So now, yep, you can draw a straight line to that one.
Sweet. I need wisdom saving throws, please.
All right.
Are these a half CR or lower?
Some of them.
Okay.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Not really.
Yeah, I'll take some. That's
okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I...
The answer could have just been no.
The one right next to Rook will fail. The other one will also fail. The one over by the bridge will succeed.
Are the two that are close to us a half... Credit running.
Yes, they are.
They're gone.
They are destroyed.
Ka-kow!
All right. What does that look like? How do you turn undead?
I don't know. It says you raise your holy symbol and you say stuff and...
Well, yeah, I know what the book says.
It's more your chance for dramatic flair.
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Do you hold it
it's
up
It's possible
and,
that Alec hasn't either. Is this the first time Alec's done this?
We'll say yes.
He just say, holds up his holy symbol like...
Be gone! Evil dead things, dead awkwardly.
And you hold up the holy symbol.
Yeah.
And the holy symbol seems to do most of the work.
And Alex's like, holy shit, it worked.
They told me I had to say the Latin. Thanks, God.
Okay, so you've destroyed a couple skeletons.
Yes.
All right. And is there anything else you're going to do on your turn?
Yes. Bonus action.
Okay.
I will do spiritual weapon.
All right. What does your spiritual weapon look like? What sort of weapon is it?
It's the, cool. What was it called?
The glaive that is
the glaive. The glaive from, yeah, from Krull. It's a little five-pointed star thingy.
Oh, five-pointed star thingy. Let's see. Here we go. Spiky thing that I will give an aura so he can actually see it. Okay. Players can see aura.
I would like to place it right next to that guy that's hiding back there.
Okay. So glowing thing there is the weapon?
Yeah.
And you want to place it over here?
No, over by
the... Oh, by this guy.
By the shooty guy.
We can't gotcha. See whatever other guy you were putting beside.
Wasn't actually right next to him anyway. Okay. So over by the skeleton that you failed to disintegrate.
Yeah. I had my spellcasting modifier, which is what again?
Probably at 3 to 5.
I think you said your wisdom was +4.
Oh, that's my yeah, that's just my wisdom. So it's a 5, yeah. So that's a 18.
And your proficiency bonus.
Yes.
Because it's a spell attack.
Oh, and my proficiency?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, high 20s.
So 21.
Or mid 20s, whatever. Yes, that hits. Rollest thou thy damage.
Smash! Crawl smash!
More like swipe because it's a glaive.
That's not a glaive.
Yeah. 6 damage. Do I add anything? Okay. I don't add anything to the damage, do I?
I don't believe
wisdom.
So.
Wisdom.
For spiritual weapon?
Yep. Oh, yeah, plus my spellcasting modifier. You're right.
Okay, so total is?
11.
Okay.
Now, actually, it's one more, because I think, maybe even check, pull up that Skyblinder. Skyblinder gives me...
It's a +1 weapon. Oh, but this is not the +1 weapon. This is your glaive.
It gives me a +1 to spell attacks.
Oh, okay. I will check.
I don't know if that's just attack or if it's damage. I think it just might be attack.
I'll check. In the meantime, is that all you want to do on your turn?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, then next up are the skellies.
That's still not my goddamn turn?
Nope.
God damn it.
They rolled one better than you. Because they're better than you. Oh.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm well known for rolling great initiatives in every game we've ever played.
It's very true.
It's like, time to roll initiative. Fuck. Can I get higher than a 5?
Usually not.
No.
Sometimes.
It's a +1 to spell attack rolls, so it's not for the damage.
Okay.
But it is a +1 to hit, so.
Yeah.
Good catch. All right. So, outside of the southern tower, or I guess southwestern tower, another skeleton emerges, takes a few steps, and then swings its old rusty sword at Inari.
Okay.
Be careful, you might get tetanus.
Well, it's only a 7 to hit, so probably not.
Nope.
Swing and a miss.
That's exactly. What you think. It wanted to throw rust flakes at you.
And you've already taken down the other 3 on this area, so that's it for that initiative count, and it's Kellen.
Hey, you get to go.
Yeah. I will, because something is slinking around back there, and I'd like to get out of range.
Yeah, as I ran by, I would have yelled a warning. Something spooky back there.
Oh my god, saw the garage lady. Get out.
Oh my god, you're Scooby and Shaggy. You're Scrappy.
I'm Scrappy?
You're the short one.
Yeah, but I can't be Velma?
No.
I've done all the book learning.
If anything, Troy's Velma.
Troy's Fred.
All right, children. What's Kellen doing?
I'm moving down 15 feet straight south.
Okay.
So just stepping in front of Rook.
Yep.
But providing him a place to step up in front and defend me.
So you're all clustered in like a Tetris shape now. Yep.
Ranged spell attack. I'm going to cast Chill Touch against the one in front of me.
The one a bit to the south there? The just correct. Swung at Inari?
Yeah. Let's pull that. It was a 19 hit.
It does indeed.
Ten damage.
Okay.
It can't regain... Oops. Ten damage, it can't regain hit points.
Which spell was this?
Chill Touch.
Chill Touch, okay.
It's D8 necrotic, and then it's a second D8 after 5th level.
Which it wasn't.
Hmm?
Wait. Oh, so you rolled 2D8. I see
correct.
Okay, gotcha.
So 10 damage total. It can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn. Not that that likely matters. If I hit an undead target, it also has disadvantage on attack rolls against me.
Oh, okay. So Since it's undead, it has disadvantage specifically against you.
Correct. So some sort of disembodied hand, zombie style, erupts from the ground and like shakes it, shaking bones out of its body worth 10 hit points of damage.
Cool. All right, then.
That's a cool image.
Is that the end of your turn?
Has it been a minute yet, or my light's gone?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything I want to bonus.
Yeah,
because right
there
now.
Was the whole climb down to the bottom of the chasm and back up again. Yeah. I mean, you probably would have recast it, but even though it's definitely been more than a minute since then too. So
okay, I don't think they're a bonus.
No, they're an action.
It's a bonus to move them. Okay, so if that's your turn, then we're back to the top, and a couple skeletons with bows are going to take shots.
Shot.
One of them has a clear line of sight at Inari, and we'll take a shot there. But roll terribly. That's a 9.
She gets not rolling real dice.
True. And then it is going to move further back onto that bridge.
Spiritual weapon doesn't get attack of opportunity, does it?
It does not. It does not get a reaction. A second skeleton is going to step out of that same doorway where the other one was. Also move out onto the bridge. And also take a shot at Inari. Target popular. Of opportunity, 18 to hit.
18 hits because I don't have the blade song on.
Okay, that will deal 15 points of piercing damage.
Get effed.
Christ.
Is that a crossbow or is that a longbow?
It's a longbow.
God dang.
That's a lot.
That's a nice shot.
Where's this skeleton at?
He f***ed off into the darkness.
No, there was another one though.
They also, yes.
Yep. They both moved out onto the bridge.
Went this way.
Yep, they're up that away. That's both of their turns, however, so we're back to Rook.
I will move to the space south of Inari, next to that skeleton there.
Okay.
And we'll be swinging this old hand axe.
This old hand axe here. My grandpappy's used to cut wood.
Oh, hey.
What?
I will use my reaction to cut the damage in half.
Oh.
Uncanny dodge. I keep forgetting about it.
Sure. So you only take 7.
Yep. If Jeff was running this game, he would not have allowed him to do that.
It's less than a turn after.
Still.
21 to hit with the hand axe.
Definitely hits.
And deals 10 slashing damage.
Okay. You cave its skull in, and then sort of keep following through because it's all brittle bone and just knock down a bunch more of its ribcage. It's gone.
Cool. I guess bonus action claw will chase the two on the bridge as far as it can. I think it's 30, right? I'll double check.
It's 40, I believe.
Yeah, it is 40.
So it can make it there on the bridge. If it wants to use its action, it can dash further and get close, or it can stay there and dodge.
The wizard votes do not get into melee range.
Dodge sounds good.
Okay, so claw will take the dodge action, and we are to Inari.
My big spells are a lot easier to use when y'all aren't clumped together.
That one's Inari, right?
Yes.
Yep.
He's trying to edit his token.
30 will get you right here.
That is 30?
Yep. That is correct. Right above the spiritual weapon and by that north tower.
There's a wall there, though. You might be able to duck.
Yeah, can I get some cover behind that?
Behind the edge of the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you move here instead, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That'd probably give you half cover.
Okay, and I'll use my bonus action to start the blade song.
Okay.
What does the blade song sound like, Jeff?
Electronica.
I was hoping you're going to go straight up like Donna Summer.
Nah, it's going to change every time you ask me. So.
More than a woman.
We'll get around there.
To me.
Kellen, as you're looking around...
It's not Donna Summer, I just...
Kellen, as you're looking around, making sure that the area around you is free of skeletons, you suddenly notice a ghostly face coming up through the stone behind you. It reaches out a spectral hand towards you and rolls a nat 1.
Where is this on the map?
Right behind me.
Right behind him.
Okay. I like the idea that it just morphed up out of the ground and was swinging as it came up, and it didn't take into account that I'm 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah, it just swings just right above you.
Whiffed right over my head. It would be the lungs of a normal person, but I'm just like, whew, breeze.
Yep, so you got lucky. That's its turn.
Does it stay there?
Yeah, I used up its movement to get to you.
Oh.
So it is Alec's turn.
What are the red, green, and blue circles with the 49?
They're displaying, I think, his hit points.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yes.
He can ping himself to see, like, his...
The 49 is the hit points. The other two can be used for other things if you want to.
Okay. Cool.
Like, if you had, like, uses of Indomitable, you could keep track of them there. Whatever you want to track.
They're just tracker slots. Yeah. Okay.
If you had luck points, that'd be another useful thing.
Alec, I found your girlfriend!
So that can get there. I could try that again, I guess, but it doesn't really do good for enemies that have ranged attack.
Can you draw straight?
She does seem to...
You can't see them from where you are.
I know I can't. I'm just...
No, not that. I...
55 and 60 feet.
Thank you.
Oh, for him.
I'm just trying to pre-plan my noobs.
Mm-hmm.
What a good player! We'll see if it helps.
The plan's still the same.
So I'll just do Magic Missile.
Magic Missile is a great spell.
Well,
it's true.
What level slot are you expending, though?
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, just basic first is 3d4 plus 3.
I'll go third level.
Third level.
So that gives me 5. I don't want your weird dice.
Well, fine. Fuck you. See if I offer them again.
What are they?
They're like d10s.
They're d12 d4s.
Oh, nice.
They're super easy to read, and they actually roll.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
I guess d12 does make more sense mathematically.
Yes, yes it does.
12 points of damage to the scary lady.
Oh, to this...
spectral thing.
Ghosty boy. All right, force damage. 12?
Thump, thump, thump.
Yep, those all fly home with unerring accuracy, and all seem to have exactly the desired effect. As it shrieks in your direction.
Bonus action. I want to move my spiritual weapon. Yep. I think I can...
20 feet.
I can get it right in front of that first archer.
10, 15, 20. Yes, you can. Take a swing.
The power of Kroll!
Composer.
20 to hit.
Which 20 will hit, yes.
Reminds me. Don't let me forget, I have a House of X and Powers of X for you guys.
I was wondering.
I forgot to get it earlier. They're sitting on a pile. I have it red.
7.
Okay, so that one takes 7 damage. You knock off a couple of ribs, maybe dislocate it, one of its shoulders, not that it cares. And that's your turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is... Wait, those
skeletons... Are those things all dead?
Those skeletons are all dead. We can remove them from the initiative order. Kellen!
I'm going to move laterally 25 feet, so straight east.
Okay. You will get an opportunity attack taken against you.
Good luck!
You sure you want to wish good luck to your enemy? It rolls a 15 to hit.
Nope.
Okay. Then,
mage armor 16.
All right. That you feel your mage armor activate once more, protecting you from its swipe.
Ha ha!
15,
20, 25. Now what?
Will you draw a range?
Sure.
I'm sure I'm within range. The spot between them.
25 okay. feet. Or 30.
Shatter.
Okay.
Shadoobie.
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I don't care about the bridge. I can fly.
you do notice there's what happens on top
when
of
you allow chaotic
spidery cracks.
Characters into your party.
What's wrong with chaotic characters?
Nothing. Huh. I'm just saying, this is what happens. Do you want ants? This is how you get ants.
Shatter.
Sure do be.
Hey guys, check this out.
I mean, these are like pretty sturdy bridges, so it may hold up.
I think they take double.
Who?
I think skeleton takes extra damage from shatter.
A creature made of inorganic material, such as stone, crystal, or metal, has disadvantage on the saving throw.
But and not bridges.
Not undead. Yeah, yes, bridges are made of stone. Or at least this bridge is made of stone.
I swore that was...
So you do regular damage to the skeletons and double damage to the bridge.
Yes.
Good job.
Yep.
Exactly.
My plan all along.
They have to all make a con save.
Correct.
Which they are not brilliant at. So we'll see how this goes. What's the DC?
He has no idea.
I don't.
Please find out.
16.
Okay. Well, the closest right. one to you fails. They both fail.
What am I right about?
He's right.
No, I know what the spell reads. I thought it was an entry under skeleton itself. I don't know why I feel like I think that that's a thing, but...
Actually, now I need to check.
I don't know why that's a thing, but I'm almost positive that, like, skeletons and, like, two other creatures, like, explode with shatter. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's a rule.
Nope.
Nothing. Well, 14 damage to them and 28 damage to the bridge.
All right.
Oh, it doesn't take double, does it?
The first one has literally its entire rib cage blasted off, so it is literally a spine standing there with arms holding a sword. It's still technically together, but like barely.
Should have used a third level spell.
The second one behind it, however, does get blasted into its constituent bones that fly across the bridge and down into the chasm where they clink and clank against the spikes.
Oh, nice.
I should have moved.
I'm going to roll safe for the bridge.
Yeah.
The bridge has disadvantage.
Yeah.
The bridge rolled pretty well. So you do hear a little bit of groaning of stone, but nothing seems to give way.
The shatter, in addition to echoing throughout a cavern, which is probably not
there was
great.
A loud, painfully intense boom that echoed throughout this whole
followed by Kellen cavern. Going, booyah. I was really hoping it would take both of them now.
Okay, is that your turn, Kellen?
Yeah.
All right, next up is the skeleton with just the little spinal cord left. It still has two arms to draw the bow, and it will shoot at Kellen. 21 to hit. Yes, it
shield
hits.
Is plus 5, right?
Oh,
shield plus 6.
Unless you want to do that.
I think it's 5.
It's plus 5.
What do you roll?
21.
He's going to hit me even with he's going to hit me even with it.
Okay, so you will take 9 piercing damage.
I mean, that's very objective.
So, Errol thunks into your shoulder. And then, since it's got nothing next to it, it's going to back up again further across the bridge. And it's Rook's turn.
I will step over to that tower I'm right next to and peer in that doorway and see if there's anything.
You do know this guy's still here, right?
I do. Okay. Oh.
Just double checking. There is still Ghosty Boy that is haunting the space 15 feet away from you.
Yeah, I'll shift priority to that then. And go step between, who's that, Alec and Ghosty Boy?
You're welcome.
Ghosty was kind of failing me so far, though. Got in one crappy hit. What you got, Rook?
Just trying to decide what to use here. We'll do the hand axe, and I'm going to do a Searing Smite on it.
Ah, okay. So bonus action, cast spell.
Yep.
It's concentration.
It is, for 1 minute.
All right, go ahead and roll.
And that's going to hit. That's 17 plus my attack bonus.
Oh, yeah.
So damage is going to be 9 slashing plus 2 fire.
Okay. So your magical axe seems to cut through its wispy vapors. There's also fire that flashes briefly over it, but you notice that doesn't seem to have quite the effect that you were hoping for.
It does not set it on fire?
It does not set it on fire.
Okay.
In fact, you might infer that it has resistance to fire. Mm. You already used your bonus action for smite.
Yep.
So all that Claw will be able to do is take the dodge action and move, if it wants to, or whatever the other action it can take.
It's going to sit right there.
Okay.
And just dodge. Keep dodge up.
Okay. Inari.
Inari's going to pop up from behind that rail and pull her sling and whip a stone at the one skeleton left on the bridge.
Sure. I think this might be the first time I've seen a sling used in D&D.
Really?
Yeah.
And whiff.
All right.
Completely.
Stone flies off somewhere into the darkness, and you
last
hear
time
clack.
You will see someone use a
like
sling.
You hear a clack, but it's still like barely heard under the still reverberating echoes of the shatter spell.
Yeah,
well, and I'm
all
like,
of our ears are ringing. And
say so someone correct
yeah,
me
this
if
is
I'm
totally
wrong.
Like the bucket that fell down the well in Moria sound that's just like boom, boom.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but when I was looking at mending stones and slings or not, because you can use it with or without. It seemed to be there seemed to be no mechanical difference between just throwing a stone and using a sling.
I have not looked into it.
I mean, throwing a stone would theoretically be
maybe range?
Yeah, I would say maybe either range or
not
strength
damage.
Versus dex.
Damage is the same.
Yeah, a thrown stone would be strength.
In real life, most people could sling a stone way faster than they could throw a stone.
Right.
But
and
D&D.
Speed would
it's
increase
when
the
D&D weapons make sense.
Yeah. Okay. It makes me so sad that light hammers do less damage than hand axes. Because you'd think that they ought to be able to do some pretty, you know, for you bludgeoning instead of slashing. Because I have always wanted to be a hammer focused character, but you're taking a disadvantage.
Oh my god, I want to be talk about I want to play a turtle that throws hammers.
Hey, quite possibly you could have one custom made for you.
Cool.
Or make one for yourself. You're a fucking smith.
Use a hammer to build a hammer.
Yeah. I use the infinity stones to destroy the stones.
I might have brought smithing equipment in my bag of holding.
Well, yeah, of course. You use them to fix your fucking claw.
You've got your forge in there.
All right. That it, Inari?
I'm assuming that's it. You just sling a stone uselessly.
Yeah. Duck back behind cover.
Okay. The ghosty creature is going to sidle over just a little bit and strike at the creature that seems to be the largest threat to the undead in the area. So, Alec, that spectral hand reaches out towards you again. It's an 8.
Troy has not even bothered to look up from his phone because he's unconcerned about your ghosty goo.
Yeah.
Alec takes a step back as the hand just sort of whooshes right in front of him.
And, I will get an opportunity attack against it.
Sentinel. Because what?
Sentinel.
Oh, yeah, Sentinel. Okay, go for it.
27 hit.
Yeah, that hits a bit.
And 13 slashing. Also, its speed drops to 0.
Okay, so it begins to sort of float back down through the floor and then seems to reconsider the idea, I guess. Why does its speed drop to 0?
That's one of the sentinel abilities.
I guess you have your axe going in a flurry of movement that as it tries to go one way, you just block it off with the axe and it has nowhere to go. Okay. Alec, what you gonna do?
Can I see the skeleton?
That's a good question. There is a tower sort of in between you. Yeah. No, it's on the other side of the tower.
Okay. I don't know how far away it was. It's more than 20 feet away from the spiritual weapon, probably.
Yes, because it moved.
Then I will do a guiding bolt on the ghost dude.
All right.
That's a 1. So
that guiding bolt goes a little astray and knocks off a chunk of the stone on the tower that just sort of goes twirling into the darkness.
Lights up the entire cavern.
It does glow for a bit as it goes, yeah.
I can't move the spiritual weapon out of sight, right? Does it have to be in line of sight?
Good question.
I would assume so.
Move the weapon up to 20 feet and repeat the attack against a creature within 5 feet again, blah, blah, blah. It actually doesn't say that you can see anywhere.
Is there a spell range?
60 feet.
Yeah, so you have to keep it within 60 feet of you, but you can put it anywhere you want within that 60 feet. Apparently the sword knows when it's close to something. Must smash.
So I can't even move it far enough away at the moment to even bother with it. So I'll leave it there. Jeff.
Yeah?
Just Jeff, that's all.
You get 6 points.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Some healing. Wait, how are you doing both of those things? They're both...
Oh, that's right. Sorry, you don't get 6 points of health.
Fine.
3.
It's all good.
Next.
Ow. Which is Kellen. He's killing it. You're welcome.
How far out's that other one? I guess I can't see him because where our map is at.
He's probably a good 60 feet away from you or so. Okay. Well, maybe a little less. 55.
55. A little less. Is he the one that has basically like 1 hit point?
Mm-hmm. Just a spine there with no ribs attached.
What about the ghosty goo? Do we have any idea?
You don't really know the anatomy of ghosts real well, but it's taken some solid hits. It's still there.
It's still sort of
currently like playing. What is it when you're like shooting at someone and making them dance?
Oh yeah,
something similar with a hand axe.
So I'm trying to imagine like how I do damage with a physical object to a ghost, but now I'm just imagining like trying to wave away its form.
Like, it's got like it's probably like half physical, half there, which is probably why mundane weapons only do half damage.
Okay.
but your magical one is able to be partway in both realms.
That makes a bit of sense.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to cast Magic Missile at the thing.
Cool. At second level, looks like?
I'm going to cast it at third level.
Wait. Oh, at the ghosty boy.
At the ghosty boy.
Okay, that seemed like drastic overkill for the skeleton.
I mean, you could throw one at the skeleton.
That's true, you could.
I could. That might not be a bad idea.
It wouldn't miss.
Hold on, let me... I'm.
Don't look at me when you say that, Dave.
Because you missed.
Yeah, I will do that. I will throw four at it, and four at the ghosty goo, and one at the one guy who's still alive.
All right, the skeleton's gone.
Okay.
Good roll.
I deal him 2 damage.
Good roll.
Thanks. He's gone. The other one receives...
Plus 4.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13 force damage.
All right.
I really hope that that one, that the missile hits him right in the spine and he just breaks in half.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, I do have a question.
Just sort of folds on himself.
I technically cast that at third level, correct?
Yes. That was a third level slot. Would you have, like, one of? Maybe 2?
No, I have...
Probably 2?
Probably more than that.
I show that I have 3.
Okay.
I thought, because I have 2, so I figured you'd have probably more than that.
I think, because I think you get your first 4th level spell at level 8? No, I think that's a level 9.
4th level is 7.
I got 4th level.
I just happen to have a player's handbook here.
Yeah.
I, you actually see as that skeleton dies, I heal myself.
I thought it had to be the school of necromancy.
It's worth more if it's the school of necromancy.
Oh, okay.
It's 2 times if it's if it's any magic school. It's 3 times if it's a school of necromancy.
Okay.
So I wanted to hit one thing for it to die because I just healed most of my wounds. Did 13 kill the other thing?
Yeah.
So I killed both things.
Oh, sorry. 13 damage killed it. No. The ghosty boy is still floating around there. It does seem to be more faded and harder to see than it was before. And yes, you do have 3, and you actually have 1 fourth level slot. Is that what you show? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. I think I have 2 fourth level spells.
But 1 slot.
Correct.
So you can do some really fun stuff.
Until you run out.
My 3rd level is actually where I'm going to do the fun stuff, so.
Alright, Kellen, that's you, right?
Yeah, no, just smashing things and I gain 6 hit points back.
Right. 3rd level spell. The one on the 2. Bridge is gone, so it's back to Rook. You have 1 enemy remaining.
I will, I think I'll keep up the attack here.
Okay, cool.
Don't,
It is a reaction.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now we know.
Looked at that earlier.
Yeah. I'll do,
Because if it makes an attack against you, yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay.
I'll keep trying to hack this ghosty boy to pieces.
That's not a great roll, it looks like, from here.
Well, it's, I believe that's a 16 to hit.
That's a little better than I thought it was.
That's a 17 to hit. And 8 slashing damage.
Okay. It fades a little more, but is still here.
You gotta get a magical weapon, bro.
That is a magical
weapon.
Oh, it is a magical weapon?
Otherwise, you'd be doing half damage.
I thought that was half damage.
Okay. Bonus action. You wanna have Claw run over?
Can Claw get there? Oh, well, 40. Probably. 40, probably.
35, 40. Yeah, you can just get there.
Now, since it's a construct, is his bite magical?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think the magic makes him move, but it doesn't make his attacks magical.
Okay. 19 to hit.
Yep.
And
you gotta make your dog an enchanted grill to put in there.
Nice.
9 before reduction.
9 what?
9 damage.
Okay.
To hit. Or damage before reduction.
Yeah, you noticed that does not seem to do quite as much as you were hoping, but he still does get something in there, and this spirit seems to be barely holding on to this plane at this point.
Ah, what a world.
Inari, you're up.
Whip it to death.
Inari's good.
Inari's going to pick up her whip. I can't make it move.
Okay.
The blade song has now changed to Devo.
That was 10 feet. You can make it there.
I want to go right.
Right above one of those.
The skeleton to the right. There, thank you.
Yeah,
Someone else take the mouse.
10 feet away.
Huh?
Still 10 feet away.
Yep.
Still too much for Jeff.
You can toss that here.
Crack that whip. Yeah,
that's an 18 plus. That's a 26 to hit.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Break the specter's back!
Are you rolling more than three dice there, right?
Yep.
Then it is gone. As the whip cracks out, smashes into its incorporeal face, and then there's just one long drawn out shriek that just fades off into an echo as it disappears.
Okay.
You're out of initiative.
Cool.
And you've got a floating glaive for like another 50 seconds.
Yay!
Woo! Good job, guys.
It's what you always wanted.
Pew pew!
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.